But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned our way. For many years, my wife and I lived in Vigo, Spain. A friend of mine one day was walking down the sidewalk of a large avenue when an accident occurred. He witnessed the accident when a man from a side street pulled out in front of a man driving down the large four-lane street. The man in the four-lane street was in a large Mercedes, a real luxury car, when the man from the side street pulled out in front of him in an old car that wasn't worth very much. They stopped, and my friend and others gathered around as the two men talked. It was obvious that the man at fault was a poor man, and he didn't have the means to repair the Mercedes. During the conversation between the two drivers, the owner of the Mercedes told the other man that he forgave him. A man in the crowd heard that, and he immediately remarked, "He that forgives doesn't get paid." The man who forgave that day assumed the debt of the other man and freed him from the consequences of his having caused the accident. It's an example of what the Bible calls grace. The man who caused the accident didn't deserve the pardon. He deserved to have to pay to get the car fixed, but he was given what he didn't deserve. It's an example of what the Bible calls grace. That day, the innocent man assumed the debt of the guilty man. The guilty man was freed from the debt, and the innocent man paid for him. In Ephesians 2:8, it says that we are saved by grace, for by grace you have been saved. Grace means the unmerited favor of God toward those who deserve the opposite. Acts 15:11 says, "But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, even as they." Romans 3:24, "Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Grace is the opposite of merit or to earn. For years, I thought that salvation was something someone earned and merited. I thought that by being good, I would earn the favor of God and he would save me. I didn't understand what grace meant. I thought I was good and could earn the favor and blessing of God. If I did enough good things, then he would take me to heaven because I would merit it. In Romans 4:4-5, Paul gives us a little example to help us understand. He says in verse 4, "Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due." Verse 5, "To the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness." Let's look at this a little closer. When I was young, I worked on a dairy farm, and many times I worked from sunup to sundown. At the end of the week, I would get paid. I had earned my pay. I had sweated and gotten tired and hungry every day from the hard labor I did. I had earned my pay, and when the boss paid me, it was not a favor. It was what he owed me. It was not a gift that the boss gave me, but what I had earned, it was earned. In Romans 4:5, we read something different. "And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness." Here he is talking about a person who does not work. A few months back, a person gave me an envelope with some large bills inside. It was a gift. I had done no work for this person, and I had done nothing to merit it. Is salvation a reward or is it a gift? In Romans 4:5, he tells us clearly, and to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Listen to how another Bible translates it. But to the one who does not work, that is, the one who does not try to earn his salvation by doing good, but believes and completely trusts in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited to him as righteousness. But to the one who does not work, that is, the one who does not try to earn his salvation by doing good. Listen carefully here to what the Lord is telling us. But to the one who does not work, that is, the one who does not try to earn his salvation by doing good. And then comes the but believes and completely trusts in him who justifies the ungodly. His faith is credited to him as righteousness, right standing with God. It is by faith. Ephesians 2:8 tells us, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. I recently told the story of a lady of the street who one night passed by a gospel meeting place. She had gone out into the street that night to solicit business from men. I don't know if it was raining or very cold, but as she passed by the gospel meeting room, she went in. She sat on the back bench and listened as a preacher talked about forgiveness, eternal life, and a relationship with God. When the meeting was over, the preacher was greeting the people, and he spoke to this lady of the street. She told him that she enjoyed his message. She liked what she heard about forgiveness and eternal life and a relationship with God. The preacher responded by asking her if she had been forgiven, if she had eternal life. She said no. He then invited her to come to Jesus. She responded by saying that she could not because she was a woman of the street and made her living with the men. You see, she thought that salvation had to be earned by her good works. The preacher responded by saying, come just as you are. She didn't have to wait to get better. She didn't have to spend many years doing good works to earn her salvation. He explained to her what grace meant. He explained that salvation cannot be earned because we are sinners and we are guilty before God. We don't have to have 10,000 sins to be guilty before God, just one. Adam and Eve had one sin and they were put out of the garden. He explained to the woman that Jesus went to the cross for sinful people. Jesus went to the cross for those who are guilty before God and have fallen short. And because of what Jesus had done, she could come to Christ that very night. That is what grace is all about. It is the undeserved favor of God to those who deserve hell. A man who understood this wrote a hymn, and in the hymn he wrote, not the labor of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know, could my tears forever flow, all for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Jesus is the Savior, not we ourselves. Jesus did the good work, we committed the sins. Isaiah 53:6 tells us that all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. We turned away. We went away from God. What did God do? The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. That is grace, and that is a wonderful thing. My friend, you and I have turned away and gone our own way. Will you not come back to him today just as you are? Come to him today. He extends his arms toward you. Turn from your rebellion and your pride and your own way. And confess your sins today, asking him for forgiveness. Thank him for his love and grace in sending Jesus to the cross for your sins. And receive the Lord Jesus Christ today as your Lord and as your Savior. Come to him just as you are today. Ask him for forgiveness today. Tell him you're turning from your sins, you're turning from your own way, and you're coming to bow and submit to him as your Lord and as your Savior. What a wonderful thing, the grace of God, the unmerited favor of God toward those who deserve the exact opposite. Salvation is not earned. Salvation is not merited. We are all sinners. We have all fallen short. And the only way we can receive salvation is through the grace of God. God putting our sins on his Son. God sending our sins to the cross in our place as our substitute. God judging him for that which we had done. God offering us mercy and kindness and forgiveness through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who took our place on Calvary's hill. Not the works of our hands can fulfill his law's demands. He must save, and he alone. And there alone is salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of sinners, who forgives the guilty, and who saves the lost. My friend, it's time that you come back. It's time that you repent and turn from your sin and from your own way. It's time that you bow the knee before him and receive him as your Lord and as your Savior. It's time you bow the knee and thank him for his great love, for his amazing grace in sending his Son to a cross in your place. It's time to confess your sins. It's time today to receive his forgiveness, to receive his grace and kindness, to receive his love, and to know him, whom to know aright is life eternal. Just as you are today, what a wonderful thing. The pastor told that lady that night, come just as you are. Come today, my friend, just as you are. Come to him. My time is gone. Thank you for having tuned our way. And we hope and trust that you'll be with us again next week for the Living Waters broadcast. Thank you.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.